We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph and Beis. We're going to go back to Daf Kuf Nun Aleph and Aleph, one of the sugyas that we didn't get to in the previous shir. The Mishnah says, Nachri Shev V'Chalilim B'Shabbos. If a guy brings flutes on Shabbos to be used for a hesped for a levaya, Vayis V'den Ben Yisrael. The Yisrael cannot use them for a hesped for a levaya. Elam came bo m'makim kariv, unless it came from a place in close proximity. So there's a machlokes Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi says, in regard to the Chalilim, you're never allowed to use them. And Rashi explains, it's a knas, mishum demich muchacha milse b'dishvilei hevilu, deinderech levechilin ala b'shvilmeis. It's muchach. You could tell that it was brought for the Yisrael, because Chalilim are only brought for a mace. And that's why there's a knas never to use it. And Rashi furthermore says, on the Gemara, Lagabi the Merchatz, which the Merchatz, when it's Rav Yisrael, we ask her to use the Merchatz, and it says, Ah, Kadei Sheikh Muhammad, Kadei Sheyasa, Kadei to, that they could heat up the water after Shabbos. So Rashi asks him, Taimar, Bechdei Sheikh Muhammad, mi Yashari. But why is it smutter if you wait, Bechdei Sheikh Muhammad, Vahachatan al Yisvadem, Mashmala Ilam. And La Yisvadem, but the Chalim says, you're never allowed to use them. And Rashi explains, Hacha mucha milsa. Here it's muchach. You could tell they brought it b'shul Yisrael. Avol b'merchatz le'mucha milsa kula hai, hel v'kanachim. Since there are goyim, you can't tell klar that they brought it b'shul Yisrael. So Rashi's shita is that whenever it's very clear that the malacha was done for Yisrael, it's asa la'ilam, nothing to do with mace, because he asked the kasha b'merchatz as well. When it's not clear, it happened to have been done b'shul Yisrael, but it's not clear, so then it's only asa b'chdei sheyasa. The Rosh Hashanah points out, the Rishonim say, how do we know the Chalilim were done b'shvil Yisrael? Maybe it was done for a Goyish Levayim. And the Rishonim say, the Goyim didn't use Chalilim. The Yidin used Chalilim, the Goyim did not. So it's mucha milsa was done for the Yisrael. But the other Rishonim say, Taisus and the other Rishonim say, that b'chalilim also is mutter after k'dei sheyasa. And Taisus medayik, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, here also we should wait to Kadesh Yasu. So Nami is Mashma also, it's Mashma by Chalilin, the din is that you wait to Kadesh Yasu. The Rishash wants to answer, the Rashi would say that Hachan Nami is going on Merchatz. And the Kasha was that when it says, Osli Arim V'chafalei Kever, you cover by Yisrael, and doesn't say to wait by Kadesh Yasu. And the Kasha is, even if it's not muchach it was done b'shul Yisrael, but still, maybe it was, why don't we tell l'chumra and say it was done b'shul Yisrael? The kasha was according to Rav, that holds when it's a suffix, you go l'chumra, and then it would need b'chdei sheyasa like merchatz, because it's not muchach. But Taisus says the word hachanami would sound like hachanami, similar to chalilin. There's also a machlokes Taisus and the other Rishonim, and it's a shaila in regard to Pashut Pshat and the Gemara, that the Gemara says that if he was asle arim v'chafel lekever b'shul Yisrael, lo yikava by alamis. So Taisus wants to know, why by chalilin do you wait b'chdei sheyasa, and by arim and kever, it's lo yikava by alamis. So Taisus says that if you're doing it for one person, and it's a Yisrael, then there's a din of lo yikava by alamis, but if you're doing it for several people, so then the din is b'chdei sheyasa, because you don't, again, you don't see it's muchach, it's done for this particular person, so then there's no din of la'ikavah, then there's no din of not to use a la'ilam. So he's not mechalik be'etzim between a kever and a chalil, only that the chalil is used for several people, so therefore it's not miyuchid for one person, so therefore it's mutter b'chdei sheyasa like a merchatz, mashengen a'arim, which is meant for one person, so whatever it was meant for is also to use it forever. And that's a shailin taisus, the Magen Avraham says, that even Taisus, it's only by a mace, he says that svara, that if it's meant for a particular mace, you're not allowed to use it forever. But if a guy does a malacha, b'shvil, a single Yisrael, but it's not for a mace, Taisus will be masking that all you have to wait is b'chdei sheyasa. But the Rishonim I make a little bit more, because Taisus learns that the kash of osli arim v'chafu lekever, like Rashi, amai hachanam yam b'chdei sheyasa, is going on the resha. That it says, Osler Arim V'chaf L'Kev, you cover by Yisrael, it's mutter to use, why do you have to wait, B'chdei Sheyasu? Maybe it was made for Yisrael, And that the Gemara says, no, we know it was made for a guy, because it's Aymed Basratya, and Rashi says it's Mucha Milsa is made for a guy, She'ain Derech Yisrael Kavasha. But Kum Dais, if it's a Suffolk, if it's made for Yisrael, so then the din is that it's Aser Mechle She'asa, and if it was Vade made for Yisrael, then it's a din that in all cases, you have to wait, it's Aser Lo'ilam, you don't have to wait at all, it's Aser Lo'ilam, because it's only meant for one person, Taisa says. But the Rishayim hold no. The Rishayim hold that the Gemara's Kasha Achanam Yabal Yishyasu is going on the Sefer. Not going on the Resha by Asalai Aram Lechavalai Kever. That why is it Mutter? It's going on the Sefer. In Bishul Yisrael, if the Aram and the Kever was made Bishul Yisrael, they cover Elamis. Why Elamis? Why not Bechtei Shiyasa? So the answer is, Ba'aymed Basratya, meaning, it was taka made b'shvil Yisrael, and it's in a very mufursim dika place, so it's a gnai. So it's a gnai to use it, so that's why they made a takani, you can't use it lo'ilam. But in a regular kever, it's not in a very mufursim dika place, even the kever that's made specifically for Yisrael is mutter after Kadesh Yasa. Here's the sheet of the Rambam, Perek Vav Alach Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch, so it comes at the three shittas. Rashi is even by Chalmilin, anything which is muchach that was done for Yisrael, you're not allowed to use it forever. And the Dinik Dei Shiasu is only when it's not muchach. Taisus holds that Chalmilin is also Bechdei Shiasu because you can use it for many people, as opposed to a kever which is made specifically for one person. There you need the Tzalamis, but that's by all kvarim. And that's a shayla in the Paiskin. If Taisus means it dafka by mace, or he means anything which is made specifically for Yisrael, he can't use La'ilam. And you have the shita of the other Rishayim, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that even Kever, the only din La'ilam is when it's made by Ashratya. Rashi learns Ashratya is Fakert, that's the Heta, because it was made for a guy, but according to other Rishayim, Ashratya is the Isser, that's why it's La'ilam, that's why the Isser is La'ilam, because it's done b'fehesi, it's a Gnai, it's a Bezayin, that's the only case where it's also La'ilam. Now, there's a very geshmak akasha from a Bikiva Ega and Rashi, that according to one Lashon in Rashi, the Gemara is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what's it din by Suffolk? What's it din by Suffolk? The machlokes Yishayim, what the pshat is. Rashi learns that Rav says, makam karev mamish means that you have to know for sure it's a makam karev, and the Suffolk is the chumra. And Shmuel says, chashinin shemachutz lechayim alanu, chashinin is a chashinin lekula, that even if you don't know it was from a makam karev, but you'd say, well, maybe it was right, chutz l'chayma, it wasn't mimakim rachak, so you don't have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. Other Rishayim have it faket. The Rav says mimakim karev mamish means, as long as you saw it come mimakim karev, you don't have to be afraid that it came the night before mimakim rachak. Mashayin Kein Shmuel says, no, chashin and shema mimakim, shema chutz l'chayma lanu, meaning that maybe the night before was far away, and the reason why now it's coming in Makam Karev is because it was only overnight Chutz L'chaima, but really it came from far away. That's a machlokes, what Rav holds, what Shmuel holds. Al-Kobanim, according to Rashi, the Gemara, according to one Shad and Rashi Al-Kobanim, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that just like by Merchatz, where it's Mechsel and Mechsel, it's a Suffolk, still you only have to wait Pechdeshia. Still, you have to wait Pechdeshia, Sumenech. So too, by Chalil and a Suffolk would be Aser. And Rashi's Masber, by Merchatz, you only have to wait Bechdei Shiyasu, because it's not Mukhach. Rashi'ing it by Chalil, and since it's Mukhach that is brought for the Yisrael, so you have to wait Lo'ilam. So Fekir B'Kivega like this. Enechinam, we have a Chilik. What's the din if it was Taka brought for a Yid? By Merchatz, the din is Bechdei Shiyasu, because it's not Mukhach. And by Chalil, since it's Mukhach, if it was Taka brought, Mimakim Rachik, since it's Mukhach, it was brought for a Yid, so you have to wait after Asa La'ilam. But that should make a difference by Suffolk. Because we have a klal that by Davish Sheish Lamatirim, Suffolk the Rabbanim, we don't go Lakula. Because you can wait till it's Mutter. So a lot of times, when you have a Suffolk, if it's a Davish Sheish Lamatirim, that makes it more Chamer. Since you can wait till it becomes Mutter, so you have no right to be Mako beforehand. Mashengen, if it's not a Davish Sheish Lamatirim, so then the Suffolk's Mutter. So, his kasha is like this. By Merchatz we find that Suffolk's Aser, but Merchatz is only Aser Bechdei Shiyasu. So the Iser by Merchatz is a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. After Bechdei Shiyasu it's going to be Mutter. So that's why Suffolk is Aser. Mashiach, according to Rashi Chalilin, is asal oilam. So the issa by chalilin is not a davar sheish matirim. So just because by merchat safik is asr, how would that prove that by chalilin safik is asr? You can make a chilek by merchat safik is asr because it's davar sheish matirim, because it's mutter anyway after kadesh yasu. Marshengin chalilin safik be mutter because it's davar sheish matirim. There's no head to kadesh yasu by chalilin. So mel, that would be a siva to be matir mikol v'kol, because you don't have the chaymer of a davar sheish matirim. As I figure, b'kivega gaval ligakasha. But I was thinking that according to the yisayid of the Neid Yehuda, you could answer this kasha. Neid Yehuda has a yisayid, it's in the Tzlach, Sachem, Daftesim, and Beis. He also brings it in Neid Yehuda, Evan Ezer, Tanyana, Simon Lamed Ches. And he wants to say, yisayid, that davar sheish matirim is only applies to something which is consumed. Like a midi da'achila, ukadayma, where you have one choice, to eat it today, or eat it tomorrow. So if you eat it today and rely on the din of Safak Dabana Lakula, or eat it tomorrow, we don't have to rely on it. So you have a smar vachet techlenu be'isa techlenu beheter. Why rely on Safak Dabana Lakula when anyway it's going to be mutter b'teres vaday tomorrow, wait till tomorrow, davishesh lamativin. But if you have something which is used and not consumed, like let's say tiltul muksa. So the question is, you have a Safak muksa, and it's not a muksa of eating, a shal if you like to eat the suffix muksa, it's a muksa of using. So there's no svar of davar sheish matirim, because what do you mean? I can wait till after Shabbos and use it b'teres vaday. I can use it both times. It's not a shal of when I'm going to use it, I can use it both times. The question is, can I use it now? He's saying, don't use it now, wait. My using it then has nothing to do with my using it now. There's one shal if I can use it now. If the shal is if I can eat it now, the Tari says, I can only eat it once. So why eat it in a time where there's a suffix? Might as well wait till the time where it's vade mutter. But here, the question isn't why use it in a time where there's a suffix. You might as well wait till the time it's vade mutter. I could use it both times. Waiting is not malum merit here. So then the shaila becomes just, if this time is it also mutter, that's called devashain limit here. As I think, read the Gemalde Gesvara. So the fee is that, and b'kivegas kash is not so shver. Because both by chalilin and by merchatz, you really can't apply the svar of davar sheish matirin. Because you're saying, why be reichatz or merchatz now? You might as well wait to b'chadesh yasu. The teretz is, I could be reichatz both times. So the shala just becomes, if I could do it now, and it becomes a limitirim, and the same thing with chalilin, I could use the chalilin both times. So male, if the fee that svar, you wouldn't have the kash of davar sheish matirin. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah at the end of Kufnan Aleph and Man Aleph is Eisen Kol Tzarche Meis Sachen Medichen Eisei Vulvachel Yazis by Eiver. You could do whatever a mace needs. You could wash it. You could smear it with oil. But you cannot move even an Eiver. The Rishonim bring a Raya from here, the Ran and others, that you see from here a Yisayin that Tiltul Muksa is not only asr when you're moving the entire muksa, even when you're moving one small part of the muksa, that's also asr, because when you're moving an aver of the mace, his hand, his foot, the risa enov, you're not moving the entirety of the mace, you're moving just one small part, and you still see it's asr. There's Rishayim say this yisait. There's another din in Ilchas muksa, which also the Gayan learns out from this Mishnah. Hashali let a touch muksa, because there's a Chumash Hadash in Simon Samach Zayin. He brings Rishayim say, there's a sugya early in the third parak about if an egg is laid on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a kli and put the kli over it. You're not allowed to put the kli under it because that's mevat the kli meichanai, but you're allowed to put the kli over it because you don't pass an egg kli nito, it's el b'shul davar anito. And the Rishayim say you can't actually touch the egg. You can't touch the egg. So Chumash Hadashin is bothered. In other places, you're allowed to touch a davar muksa. Let's say a table is a basis to the candle. You're allowed to eat on the table, you're allowed to touch the table, even though it's muksa, as long as you don't move it. So is there an issa to touch muksa without moving it? So the Magen Mishnah says that the reason why you can't touch the egg is because when you touch the egg, mainly you're moving it. The eggs are round, and if you're going to touch it, you're mainly going to move it. But the Trumas Hadeshim wants it to be mechalik, that if you're touching the muksa for your own purposes, you're allowed to. But if you're touching the muksa to protect the muksa, that's asur. It's a similar thing, Taisa says, the gabi tiltum min atzad. That if you're moving the muksa min atzad, Letzerich davar hamutter, that's mutter. But if you're moving letzerich davar aser, that's aser. So with the negiyah, if the negiyah is not for the purpose of the muksa, that's mutter. But if the negiyah is for the purpose of the davar muksa, that's aser. But the bir agra, it's in simin shin yud sivav, he says, Amish is mufurish, that it's mutter. You're allowed to be sachan and medich, and you just can't be maces by ever. And here you're doing it for the tzarech of the mace. And so you can't say a mace is different, that they were matter different things for the mace. They weren't. They're only matter by a mace kikar or tinaik. Fakert. Here you find it actually is yazes by ever. You can't even move an ever. You can't do a tilt of muksa by mixas. Basically, there isn't a tilt of muksa by mace, and still touching the muksa, touching the mace, even though it's a tzarech, the mace is also mutter. That's the guy in Spsak. He says that so you have to say the Rishenim that acid by the touching the bay is because it's going to move, like the Magen Mishnah says, not like the Chumash Hadeshin. Now one more inyan, the Negeya Daf Kufnan Aleph and Medeis, where there the Gemara brought in Halacha that Tine Ben Yoyim and Mechalam Sir Shabbos and David Melch Yisrael Ein Mechalam Sir Shabbos. Even a Tine Ben Yoyim can Mechal Shabbos, but not for David Melch Yisrael. And the Gemara explains the reason why is because Atinik ben Yoyme, the Torah said Chalal Shabbos Achas Vayechal Shabbos Esarbe, and Dovah Melch Yisrael is not Negeim because Kevin Shemei Sodom Nasa Chavshim Nevitzus. Not Kan the Gemara. So in Simon Shin Chavtes, there's a very interesting shakel vitaria between the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kivager. And the Sefer Beis Meir was a contemporary for Rabbi Kivager, and he wrote a letter to him, and he was downing there, what's the halacha? If let's say you have, he says, from the Karoim, or from the Ben of Karoim, a Ben Mumeris, if you have somebody that abandoned Yiddishkeit, and the mother has a son, are you allowed to save the son, if it's a Pekuach Nefesh, are you allowed to save the son on Shabbos? And the Beis Meir was claiming that maybe not, because the whole reason why you're allowed to save somebody is because Chalel Shabbos Harbe, Chalel Shabbos Achas Ve'achal Shabbos Harbe. And here, they're growing up without any Torah mitzvahs, they're not going to keep any Shabbos anyway. So maybe there's no din to be Mechal Shabbos in those. By a mumer, by somebody who willfully abandoned the Torah, then any Chanaimah, they have a din like a guy. So then anyway, you're not Mechal Shabbos to save them. Someone who's a mumer, Ba'echel Nevelos Lahachas, he's not interested in doing Torah mitzvahs. So he has a din like a guy, you don't save him at all. But if you have, let's say, a son of a mumer, it's not his fault. The Vaili is a katan. But still the Beis Meir said, but fine, it's not his fault. But you're not going to gain anything. You don't have the svar of Chalal Shabbos Achas V'Chalal Shabbos Esharbe. Rabbi Kivager says no. He says it's not true. He says nothing to do with that. There is one svar in the Gemara Numa, he says. But the Gemara says at the end, V'chaybem V'leish Yomisbehem, that the Nefesh Yisrael, that's what's derech Shabbos, that's what's derech Torah mitzvahs, even if it won't come to any Shmir Shabbos. The Bir Alacha there in Simon Shin Chavtes, he doesn't bring down the Rabbi Kivager and the Beis Meir. He himself discusses it in the Bir Alacha, because the Shulchan Aruch says that if you find a child that's merutzit, not a child, the Shulchan Aruch says that, if you find a person that's merutzit, she'eni achalichis el lefisha. If let's say there was a mapilis, the roof caved in, and there's somebody who is alive, but is not going to stay alive, only if you shah, but still, you're allowed to, you are mechliv to even, to be mechal Shabbos to save his life. So, the Bialacha starts off, even though he's not going to be Yishma Shabbos as Harbay, he's only going to live a few more minutes, but he says that the Me'iri said that it doesn't only mean to be Shema Shabbos Harbay, it means to any mitzvahs. So even if a person is going to be spared for a few more minutes, but during those few more minutes, he could accomplish a tremendous amount. He could do tshuva on every single aver he did his whole life. As Isaac the Meiri. So it's worthwhile to save him even for a few minutes of living. But the Mishabura says, but you really don't even need that. He says like Rabbi Kivager, v'chai bam, it doesn't nothing to do with mitzvahs. He brings kama rayas. One raya is, he says, the Gemara says, if you have a tinaik, which is an ear that's royiv gayim, we paskin, at least according to Shmuel, ein halachim b'kuruch nefesh acharayv, and if we pask that way, but Shmuel holds that way. So the halacha is like this. The tinaik, if he doesn't know if he's a yid or a guy, and a royiv a guy, he could be misnaying like a guy. But he could still save his life, because l'gavit b'kuruch nefesh and halachim acharayv. Safek Mishabur, but the halach is he doesn't have to keep mitzvahs. So he's not going to keep mitzvahs. And you're still mechal because he might be a yid. And he says the same thing. He says, what about a cherish and a shaita? He doesn't bring him a furish and a makar, but he says it for a davar pashet, that a cherish and a shaita, anyone will say that you're not mechuyif to save them on Shabbos, they're not doing any mitzvahs. He says a mumer willfully chooses not to do mitzvahs. So he loses the status of Kal Yisrael. He doesn't get saved. But a cherish and a shaita, which is pater from mitzvahs, how did they get saved? You see, if he killed them, Yechayev Misa, how did they get saved? So you see, the Bi'alach is also paskening that you don't need the Svara of Chalel of Shabbos Achas Kadei Sheichal Kadei Sheishma Shabbos Esharbei. Let's say you have a Tinik Ben Yaimai that's Merutzitz and is only Yachalachis Lufi Shah. And Bi'alach is naming on with the Klarkite, you also save him. Which is interesting that the Gemara brings this Svara, even though Lahalacha you don't need it. You see, there's also a shaila the other way. Let's say all you have is a svara of chalel of Shabbos Achas Kadei Sheishma Shabbos Esharbei, but you don't have the svara of a chai behem. There are two cases like that in the Pesukim. One is at the end of Siman Shin Vav, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rashba that if someone is kidnapped and taken away by the goyim in order to shman him up, so the latter be mechal Shabbos to save the life of the yid that's being taken. And there was a discussion of, do you say, Oyim Ladim Chatei B'Shul Shizke Chavirecha? And the Paiskim say that according to Tesis, early on the Avdallah that says that when the person was Loi Chati, you tell him Chatei Kadei Shizke Chavirecha, so you're going to do Chil Shabbos, but you're going to save the person from doing much worse Averis, so then it's Kedai to do. But the Magen Avraham said, well, what if it's a child? What if it's a child and they're not nitvan all the Averis? So, right? Are you allowed to be Mechal Shamus to save a child from Shmat? And the Magen Avraham says that perhaps you are because it is Svar of Chalal Shamus Achas Kayishim Shabbos is Harbe. And the Mishabur paskins that way, and he brings it also from the Eliyahu Rabbah that paskins that way. So the Chari you see aside, that this svara alone is enough, right here, the life is not actually in danger, they're gonna live fine, it's just the chil Shabbos, the Yiddishkeit is in danger, and you see that there's a hetter to mechal Shabbos to save the Yiddishkeit, so you see that this svara alone is enough to be matter. Now you find also, in the last parak of Yuma, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos for an uber? Are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save the life of an unborn child in a mother's stomach? Or is it only if the mother's in danger? Sometimes, most of the times, Rishonim point this out, when the Uber is in danger, the mother's also in danger. But there's a machlekes Rishonim be'etzim, is there a din to mechal Shabbos because of the Uber? And the taina, why not? Is because an Uber is not an nefesh, you see, that someone kills an Uber, and not chayiv misa. So an Uber doesn't have a din of a nefesh, so it could be there's no din to mechal Shabbos to save an Uber. But the Rishonim bring down the Bahag, then no, that Al Kolponim you still have the svar of Chalel Shabbos Achas Val Yechal Kadei Shishma Shabbos Esharbei, because the Uba will grow up to be a nefesh, and that's a Kedai to Mechal Shabbos Kedai that the Uba will be Shema Shabbos Esharbei. So the and in Hamak Sheil and in Siv Simon Kuv Samach Zayin, he brings that the Bahag says it's only if you Vadeh could save the Uba. And that means that the Gemara knew mismashben away, because the Gemara knew it brings a line of different taimim, how you know that you could be mechal Shabbos for bikuach nefesh. And each one of the taimim, the Gemara says, well, that's only by a vadai. How do you know by a suffik? And finally, Shmuel said, v'chaybehem. V'chaybehem teaches you a suffik. One of the taimim, the Gemara says, is chalel Shabbos sachar, say shishu Shabbos esharbei. So you see from the Gemara that that only applies to a vadai. It doesn't apply to a suffik. So even after you have a chai behem, well, a chai behem doesn't apply to an uber. The uber, you only mechal Shabbos because of the svara of chalel Shabbos achas kadei shishma Shabbos esharbei, and that's only by a vadai. So that's what the nitziv says, the pshat and the bahag, that this din to mechal Shabbos and an uber is by a vadai pikuach nefesh, not by a suffik. But as in Jassan, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, at the end of Siman Shem Vav, in the discussion about saving a katan that's kidnapped and it's gonna be taken away from Yiddishkeit, and the question is like the Magen Avraham says, Chalel Shabbos Achas Lishish Shvasas Harvei. So the question is it only by a Suffolk? Or only by a Vadei Min, or even by a Suffolk? Lefi this Bahag, it would sound like it's only by a Vadei. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, but the Ran who brings the Bahag in Yuma, he's clearly learning it even by a Suffolk. Even by a Suffolk Pikuch Nefesh of the Uber, it's Mutter to be Mechal Shabbos. So Vaistis, he holds that even though originally when the Gemara brought this Svar, the Gemara says we only know it by Vadei, not by Suffolk. But once we have the Chaydem teaching you by a Suffolk, so who within the Svara of Chalel Shabbos Achach, Shkidei Shishmi Shabbos Harbei, would also be by a Suffolk? So it could be Tzaka Machloikis Vishenim. It's negated to Pikuach Nefesh by an Uber. Is that even by a Suffolk, only by a Vadei? And it's negaya to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone that the Goyim want to shmat him up. Well, that's also a Shal, it's only by a Vadei, only by a Suffolk. I saw in the Mincha Samir also an interesting thing. That the Bialacha was saying, if you have, let's say, a Chayrish, a Shaitam, you have, let's say, a Tinik Ben Yemai, that's not going to live too long. It's only Chayisha. But the Mishabura says, it doesn't make a difference. It's, no, it's not Al Chalel Shabbos, Ashur Shabbos Harvey. Even if there won't be any additional Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs, the Nefesh Yisrael is enough to save them even for Chayisha. Now the Shaila is, let's say, an Uber. Let's say you have an Uber, which they find out is brain damaged. And there's absolutely no way that the Uber is going to end up being viable. It's only a question of Chai Yishav for an Uber. So there did have Chil Shabbos for the Chai Yishav of an Uber. And so that L'chayr not. Because also din of V'chai Behem, Al-Kapanam, the Rishayim that say that there's no din V'chai Behem by an Uber, so you don't have it by an Uber. All you have is Chalel Shabbos Achas Yishishuas Esharvei. But that's only for Takabi Kadei Shishma Shabbos Esharvei. But it's only for Chai Yishah. So if I don't have that time either, so L'chol L'Kuli Alma, you wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos for an Uber B'Chai Gavna.